Here's something you don't expect. A candidate running for re-election in what's expected to be a really tight race, campaigning to raise your taxes. But that's just what Governor Pat Quinn proposed during his annual budget address. Granted, he didn't say it outright. This was just about as close as he got.
This comprehensive tax reform plan would maintain current income tax rates, allowing us to balance the budget.
Catch that? Just in case.
Would maintain current income tax rates.
Illinois' personal income tax rate is 5%, a 2 percentage point increase from what it was 4 years ago, but it's set to begin gradually rolling back starting in January, midway through the next fiscal year. Though Quinn glossed over it during his big speech, he's proposing keeping the higher rate permanently, something that, no surprise, at least one poll shows is not popular with voters. A candidate wouldn't flirt with potential political suicide lightly. Quinn says he's cut the budget, and at this point it's either keep the higher tax rate or else.
If action is not taken to stabilize our revenue code, extreme and radical cuts will be imposed on education and critical public services.
Quinn says those savage cuts will mean victims of domestic abuse will not get shelter and seniors will lose in-home assistance.
Listen to the rhetoric, draconian, radical. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people dying in the streets and children not being able to learn.
Senator Dale Ryder, a Republican from Mattoon.
It is theater here, and it's designed to drive home the perception that but for another multi-billion-dollar lift of money out of taxpayers' pockets, this state government simply can't survive.
Ryder and other Republicans say Quinn is exaggerating the what-if claims in an attempt to justify raising taxes. Republicans say it's time for new leadership. New leadership, as in Bruce Rauner, the GOP's nominee for governor, pounced on Quinn's budget proposal. In a statement, he says Quinn broke his promise and is doubling down on a failed policy. Rauner says if he becomes governor, he'll balance the state budget without tax increases by growing the economy and restructuring state government. Which sounds good, but just how he'd do that is unclear. Rauner hasn't provided specifics and wasn't at the Capitol, where reporters could press him for details. His plans so far seem to rely on reducing public employee union strength. And unlike Quinn, Rauner has not ruled out taxing retirement income. The governor didn't mention Rauner by name during his speech, but remarks like this were clearly aimed at him.
Those who are telling you that Illinois can tax less and spend less and still expect to fund education are simply not telling you the truth.
Regardless of Republicans' critiques and how loudly they're denouncing Quinn, Democrats remain in charge of Illinois government. Senate President John Cullerton has signaled his support for Quinn's plan. And in an interview with the public television show Illinois Lawmakers, House Speaker Michael Madigan indicated he'll support Quinn's tax too.
He told the truth. He laid the cards on the table. If we wish to continue to provide the level of services which we've become accustomed to for education and other purposes, then the income tax increase should be extended.
Madigan says it's a chance to treat the ills of the tax code, and it meets what he called his demand for property tax relief. The governor's budget would give every homeowner a $500 check from the state. It also shores up education funding. Illinois would get the money to pay for it from the extended tax hike. Though legislators often wait until after the November elections to take tough votes like raising taxes, Speaker Madigan says he expects it will be resolved before session adjourns at the end of May. I'm Amanda Vinicky.